This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Protesters in Iran are continuing to demonstrate after Iranian authorities acknowledge shooting down a passenger plane by accident. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Iranian police are denying firing at protesters after video on social media appeared to record gunshots and pools of blood in the streets of Tehran. Huge crowds demonstrated in the Iranian capital and other cities at the weekend after authorities admitted mistakenly shooting down a Ukrainian passenger plane, killing all 176 people on board, including Iranian citizens. But on Monday, the head of Tehran's police said officers, quote, absolutely did not shoot and had been given orders to show restraint. Public fury, rumbling for days after Wednesday's plane crash, erupted after the military's mea culpa.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Reuters is reporting talks aimed at agreeing to an unconditional and open-ended ceasefire in Libya failed to achieve a breakthrough on Monday. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Khalifa Haftar, commander of the Libyan National Army faction, has asked for another day to consider the deal. Red-hot lava spewed from a volcano near the Philippines' capital of Manila on Monday as tens of thousands of people fled through heavy ash. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
On Sunday, ash blasted into the air, followed by rumbling and tremors at the Taal volcano, 70 kilometers south of the Philippines' capital, Manila. But these plumes of ash could quickly turn into something more dangerous. Authorities have raised the danger level to 4 out of 5, with thousands of residents being evacuated from nearby towns. The plume of ash has drifted into the capital, forcing cancellation of flights and closure of schools and government work. Authorities have also warned of the risk that an eruption could cause a tsunami.
This is VOA News. Australia continues to battle the catastrophic bushfires that have devastated large parts of the country. Australian Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the government is spending $34 million to help restore and protect the country's wildlife, which has been devastated by wildfires.
This has been an ecological disaster, a disaster that is still unfolding. Some 8 million hectares have been burnt, and we know that our native flora and fauna have been very badly damaged.
Moving to Washington, as a Senate impeachment trial looms, U.S. President Donald Trump is suggesting skipping it altogether. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
It's an extraordinary suggestion. The president says the Senate should just dismiss the case and move on. That was in a tweet hours after another in which he said the exact opposite and suggested potential witnesses for what would be just the third ever American presidential impeachment trial. There is not enough support in the GOP-led Senate for actually dismissing the charges. The House is likely to send the articles of impeachment across Capitol Hill this week as Speaker Nancy Pelosi continues pushing for a trial with new witnesses.
Witnesses with firsthand knowledge of what happened, documentation.
Telling ABC's This Week, senators will pay a price if they block new testimony. Sagar Magani at the White House.
In a new book, former Pope Benedict defends priestly celibacy in the Roman Catholic Church. Reuters' Adam Reed has more.
A new book by former Pope Benedict released Monday appears to oppose changes to the rules on celibacy being debated within the Roman Catholic Church and coincides with an announcement by current pontiff Pope Francis set to be made on the same day. Benedict, who still lives in the Vatican and is in failing health, has defended priestly celibacy in the book written jointly with a conservative cardinal in what appears to be a strategically timed appeal to Pope Francis to keep a hard line. Pope Francis has been considering relaxing the rules, which would bring about a landmark change in the Church's centuries-old stance on celibacy.
That is Reuters' Adam Reed reporting. Queen Elizabeth says she has agreed to grant Prince Harry and Meghan their wish for a more independent life that will see them move part-time to Canada. The British monarch says her family had very constructive discussions. They agreed there will be a period of transition in which Prince Harry and his family will spend time in Canada and in Britain. The Oscar nominations came out today. The supervillain story Joker topped all films with 11 nominations. Three other films received 10. The 92nd Academy Awards will take place February 9th in Los Angeles. For a list of all the nominees, please visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.